Are you looking for love?
In all the wrong places.
Are you a celebrity?
I'm a wow-lebrity.
Or are you an actor who is only famous for one character, and therefore if a queen says they are impersonating you, but you only do the characteristics of the fictional person that you played on a TV and movie, the viewers at home will still get what's going on and understand the jokes, but the production company won't get sued or have to pay for the rights.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, we've got just the game show for you, Diva.
It's the Snatch Game of Love.
And guess what?
What?
We have one brain. And guess what? This episode is not the game within a game.
So there's another game within a game without outside the game of the game.
I guess.
I wonder when these games will happen.
You know, well, after today's elimination, we'll be down to our top five, so...
Ooh, five tops. Favorite band. Come on, All Stars 6. What did you have for breakfast?
I've had nothing.
Oh, I thought I'd put it in the past tense. Oh,
you know
future,
what I've had?
Future present participle?
Nothing.
Forever Dog. Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back again to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
We want to invite you back into our sugar walls, this podcast. We'll talk about that song later. What the fuck? What a bizarre song. I can show you things you never see.
You're not supposed to see them. They're inside the sugar walls.
What?
Go ahead. I was just going to tell you what happened last week. I didn't know if you were up to date with all your bookings and things.
Well, I was going to ask. You know, I'm very booked, but please let us know what happened last week.
Baby, you're a library. Last week, Akiria... after Akiria's elimination last week, the queens got to doing some arithmetic, and they were arithmetricked because they found out that five queens had won challenges and two haven't. But if one of the girls wins the next challenge, she'll officially be the leader. So all these hypotheticals aside, the queens are planning to show up for their original verses and choreography on the main stage for the girl group challenge. And the song is called Show Up Queen. And it's terrible. Although Jan and Pandora, they were in the bottom. So they kind of did their own thing with their lyrics and it showed. So after serving hot tropics on the runway, Trinity was named the top all-star of the week and faced off against Alexis Mateo, who won the lip sync and revealed Pandora and Jan's lipsticks. It was a tie, honey. But rather than send both of them home, Trinity had to come forward, and All-Stars rules were in place, and she revealed that she chose Jan to go home because she obviously did not see herself in the final four harmonizing and singing with Jan, as Jan mentioned could happen. So there's a roller coaster of emotions, but how do we really feel?
Well, instead of telling you how I feel about the episode, I'm just going to tweet a zipper mouth emoji. That's
how on trend. Trend alert, zipper mouths when World of Wonder tells you to shut up.
Zipper mouth, sort of like that when Courtney Acton, Simon Sherry Wood did that Halloween costume. Oh, that zipper face. That's
very
different.
That.
That's different. That was a different thing.
Yeah. Well, this week we do actually have a game within a game because it's Snatch Game of Love this week. So this could be the game within a game they're talking about. I say could because I know for a fact that it is not, because I know what the game within a game is now because someone told me.
Please don't tell me.
You don't want to know?
There's so few things in the world of Drag Race that get to be a secret. No, like, I keep hearing, like, rumors and whispers. I'm like, don't tell me, la 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 la. I do not know. you know. Why don't you just tell our listeners right now? Just kidding. We are not that kind of pod. So after Jan's a limb, the girls come back into the room. Raja tells Trinity, you did what needed to be done, except put a bobby pin in.
Yeah, did you see that thing going around Instagram where the one girl is yelling at the other girl saying, like, how are you going to be talking shit about me when you're wearing my frontal? And she's pouring water on the frontal to get it wet so she could peel it off. It's like this green-haired girl, and she's got a dark, like, 1B frontal on. And the girl that's yelling at her and filming it, like, rips it off of her head. You just see the stocking cap. She just had it installed, too. Clean lace.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't... I know that Trinity glued that wig, but it did not seem that there was nary a pin to be found.
Well, you know, she wanted it to be smooth to the head.
Well, girl, you need a needle in a gay stack to keep that on, honey. That was not going to stay just from prayer alone.
Well, Trinity tells Pandora that she saved her because even though she's been safe for the whole competition, the judges have always had good things to say about her. True. That's true.
I mean, that's what Trinity's saying. I think in Trinity's mind, she's thinking, I could beat Pandora.
Well, maybe because that's going on. She don't play with her Pandora.
Honey, Jan did not make a case for herself saying, I'll be harmonizing and singing with you. It's like, no, honey.
Just imagine, like, me and you singing against each other, like, in the final challenge.
I'll
you
do
know?
Harmony.
Yeah, just imagine. And, like, we're also dancing. You know what I mean? Like, just imagine that moment. Yeah. Trinity was like, plop that Revlon lipstick right in the box. plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
So we get to the point where all the girls are revealing their votes now. Uh-huh. And yeah. Eureka, Ginger, and Jan all chose Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Raja, Kylie, Trinity, and Pandora chose Jan.
Yeah.
I like that Ginger, or that Pandora and Eureka kind of have the exchange. Like, well, Eureka's like, it's nothing personal, blah, 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 blah. And Pandora's like, well, don't be in the bottom next time.
Right, which is very honest. And then she's like, just kidding, not really.
Yeah, Pandora's interview where she's like, do you hear my eye roll?
Right.
I mean, do better. And you won't be in the bottom. Then you won't have to have these conversations.
Okay.
You know, I think.
Okay.
That would be my strategy.
What, to just do good and then leave when you were scheduled to leave because you had another booking?
Yeah, leave when you're good. Leave when you've done everything. Like, I don't... Girl, not that hard.
I do it so much better than you.
Yeah. Who would you have voted for?
Personally? On that good day, I thought Pandora was weaker in the challenge. And the track record was kind of even, so I would have voted to send Pandora home, but it was very close.
I would have told Jan to hit the house because I would be playing the game my way, and I think that I could more easily, poison or triumph over Pandora.
Would you at least say that in the room or at least in the confessional?
No, I would lie. If I was there, I would be lying constantly. I would be a giant liar. I would be fucking with everybody just like I did my first time there. That's why they should ask me back. Because
would you say it in the interview chair, though, so that the audience knew what you were doing?
No, I'd give the producers nooch, too, because they don't deserve it. Because if you tell them, then they would tell the other girls Fifi. Honey, they aren't going to get me. I'm an EVP. I have an EVP credit.
Wow. Well, I can't wait till you go back.
Me too.
Also, when they're walking away from the mirror, someone says, and just like that. So they predicted the Sex and the City sequel.
They're also saying it's not personal, but like these people are persons that they're voting against. So it is personal. It's not physical. It's personal.
Right. I mean.
Or handbaggle.
Yeah. You know what?
Pocketbookle.
Jan lent me her tank top, so I had to. I couldn't send her home.
Jan lent me a top. Her name was Rosé. I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
The lipstick message.
Yes,
so sweet.
Lipstick. She said, Lipstick, Summers Madison.
Jan said, I love you all so much. Thank you for loving, supporting, and caring for me. You're all so special. I'm so proud of you. Keep slaying. I bow to you all. Not this. Jan.
Even her lipstick message is peppy.
My lipstick message would be like, I took all of your nail glue. Fuck off. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're chaotic evil.
No, I'm not. I am neutral evil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, neutral evil. What am I? You?
You're, I think you're, neutral.
Evil good?
I think, no. I think you're, neutral.
Nooch.
Neutral nooch. Yeah.
Neutral. Nooch pop.
Yeah, center square for you. For square.
Like Whoopi Goldberg. Okay. Okay. RuPaul. Oh my God. RuPaul's here.
She didn't even knock. So rude. Just comes right in.
Thank you for the door squeak. I was waiting for that.
I'm looking up all the memes of the drag queens with the neutral evil, chaotic evil to try to find one that matches what you said.
I think Alaska might be neutral good, actually.
But she plays a villain. She wants to be evil. You can hear it in her voice.
Let us know in the comment section what you think. I am. Because I care deeply. RuPaul comes into the workroom, and then there were six divas left. I can't believe it.
I did not know there would be math involved. But RuPaul is correct. There are six girls. And she says the queens are probably dying for a little bit of love. Goes a long, long way.
That song is a banger.
I'm not mad at it at all.
Song bangs. And I love a song that's just like, no, there's no verses. There's no, it's just the hook. Literally the whole song over and over. And it bangs. I love
that
song.
AAA girls.
Well, the girls have been gone for 8 long weeks.
We know that not to be true, but okay.
They've been in Sylmar for about 12 days at this point.
I heard that they're feeding them out of the dumpster at Magic Mountain. They're saying, girls, just go rustle up some things. Yes, there's raccoons, but here's a taser, too. Y'all have to share the taser. And don't tase Ginger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell by RuPaul's suit that the challenge this week is the Snatch Game of Love. Dun, 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 dun.
And these girls need some loving, too, because I heard that Stephen Corfey doesn't fuck the contestants anymore. Okay. So they need some dick from somewhere.
Listen, I'm trying to get on All Winners season, so can you fucking cool it, please?
Girl, I already know about All Winners season. Ru texted me.
They listen to this podcast.
Well, good.
Please keep it cute until I get back on All Winners. Or at least as a lip-sync assass.
I'll do my best. But, you know, Steven's dick was just so big and large that I can't help but not talk about it.
Could you? Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't gag on it, but the girls gagged when it was revealed that Tina Knowles Lawson would be a guest judge. Where did this Lawson come from? All of a sudden, she's a Lawson?
Trinity. Yes,
that's her married name.
Did she get... Oh, she got married again.
Yeah, like a while ago.
Nice. Good for her.
Trinity is beyond... But she's agog. She's beyond belief. Dance
TKB
company.
Is gagged that TKL is going to be there. That's one step closer to Beyonce for her.
If I was there, I would have said, Beyonce came out of Tina Knowles Lawson's vagina. we're taking a break already? We haven't even done anything. Wow. We haven't gone into the episode at all. I mean, this is the part. This is like, we've just reviewed what happened last week.
It's been 15 minutes. I don't know what.
Nuh-uh. No way.
Look at your recording.
Ladies, you've been here for 8 long weeks. Why don't we take a break and we'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Oh, look, we're back.
And just like that, we were back.
All beds are full. We're not taking any patients.
So, the girls get into, like, what characters they're doing. Ginger is doing Phyllis Diller. I was at once very happy about this and also very pissed because I've always said Phyllis Diller is such a perfect Snatch Game character. And now, here it is being done to perfection. So, I'm a little pissed, but so thrilled.
Are you allowed to do the same character that you did your first time around? Because I don't understand why Pandora just wouldn't do, you know, Carol Channing again. I think it's so funny. She should have.
They probably would have told her no. I think in the olden days you could have gotten away with it, but I think they would say no, you can't.
Oh, well, Ginger's doing Phyllis Diller, and Snatch Game is her event. She's won this before, I think, or she's placed high both times that she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you do if you were there?
Well, Phyllis Diller has always been a really good one. Also, Nick and I, literally the night before this aired, were talking about what a good character Kim Cattrall would be.
I mean, if someone did it well, yeah. But someone needs to do Kim Cattrall the way that Christina Aguilera on SNL did it. Like, funky spunk. Just, like, take it over the top, you know? If the hair is bigger and the makeup bigger, the presentation should be bigger, I think. Like, the vocal prowess of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I, you know, I've worked with Kim, so I don't know that I would. I don't know that I would personally do that, but I would definitely do an iconic blonde of some sort. I think like
the Snatch Game has gone from trendy to tragedy.
Well, don't say that about Pandora. But she is feeling pressured to live up to her Carol Channing from season 2, which everybody remembers, even though she didn't win that Tatiana won. She's doing Kim Cattrall as Samantha on Sex and the City. She should have done Kim Cattrall as Samantha in Sex and the City 3 and just been quiet.
I wish that she would have done some jokes like as her response, like, you know, Rue, I fucking hate Sarah Jessica Parker.
Honestly,
take it. But
like start doing Mannequin in the middle of it. Just something still like stupid. A mannequin. There was nothing like fun about it. She was just repeating lines that Kim says, and that didn't give me what I needed. Eureka is doing Divine, and she really feels like she needs a win at this point because she hasn't had one, and the pressure is on. And I'm not talking about her blood pressure, but that's probably up there too.
Okay. Well, Rue comes through for the walkthroughs. Trinity is doing Whitney Houston, which I must say, if you've ever had a chance to see Trinity do Whitney Houston on stage, you are lucky and blessed, because I think she's the preeminent Whitney Houston impersonatrix on earth.
I mean, I look to her.
I look to her. Well, you know what? I did know her own strength.
She has the body language down, but she doesn't feel very confident in her quickness to respond to Rue's questions.
Her name is not Susan. Mm-mm. I'll just put it that way.
No. She's worrying about filling Rue up.
Right. Giving her love. More love than she's ever known. I believe the Snatch Game is our future. Kylie was the first queen to ever go home from a Snatch Game.
Oh, yeah. And trust.
Trust. Money, honey.
And she reminds RuPaul of that, too. And Ru's like, oh, yeah, I was there, I think. Yeah. So Kylie chooses to do something that's a little closer to home, a little more Southern fried. She says, I'm as country as a biscuit. I'm doing Dolly Parton.
Absolutely. Which, you know, I mean, when it's someone so revered by not just RuPaul, but like by the whole like gay world, it's the pressure is high on that character. So we'll see if she delivers as we continue. Raja O'Hara's doing LaToya Jackson, the toy toy titter.
Hey.
First of all, I took this as a personal affront.
Oh, so did Raja. Someone commented on Twitter about it. She said, you're doing Known Enemy of the Pod. And she says, Raja just wrote, I do not know what this means. And then they wrote back and she went, oh, thank you. So Raja D. O'Hara does not listen to, she is not a friend of the pod.
She we is, should have her on, you know.
Oh, yeah, let me email Farron. we'll get her booked for 2023.
Yes, exactly.
Because they're locked up for a year, honey.
She can come on tour with us.
Yeah, that'll be great. RuPaul tells her, you better be good, because her and Toya have been friends for 20, 25 years or something.
Yeah.
She says, be funny.
And Raja is very smart and takes the hint from RuPaul, because RuPaul tells her this bizarre anecdote about something that LaToya said.
About sushi, like, and LaToya says sushi is her favorite food, even though she doesn't like fish and she doesn't like rice. So what are you eating, bitch?
It's
Furikake?
And so Raja takes that and like structures all of her responses to that, because she knows it makes RuPaul laugh, and it's done very successfully.
Trinity is telling the girls that she is not confident in this challenge.
Right.
She reasons that she has the best track record in the competition, so she's hopeful that if she fails, that will save her in the voting. So she's already telling these girls, "Hey, I'm gonna be in the bottom. But y'all remember, I'm the best one here so far."
Yeah. So, what did you have for breakfast, RuPaul? What did you have for breakfast? She should have responded. She also could have. Whitley, what did you have for breakfast? What did you have for breakfast?
My bones. I had my bones. A bony breakfast.
She also could have thrown out the old RuPaul line, I don't see how that's any of your business. I have to say, going into this, as a preamble, that's the word I'm looking for. The Snatch Game of Love is harder than regular Snatch Game, don't you think?
Yeah, because it involves chemistry, I think.
Yes, and the responses are instantaneous, whereas you get to sort of write down on a card a thing. The guest contestant answers the question first on regular Snatch Game. Then you have a chance to write down your thing. Eight people go, and then you give your response. So you kind of have a chance to come up with something if you have nothing.
See,
I have nothing, Diane.
Not to be a, a doubting Thomasina, but I think Snatch Game of Love is easier because with Snatch Game, you have six or seven people going before you if you're in the last slot, and they might steal your answers, and then you have to come up with a new one. So this is only three people, so less variable, less chances for, like, I think. I'd rather play this one.
Yeah. Well, plus, your wig is playing this.
This is true. It is.
That Dolly wig looks familiar.
That is my Star is Born hair for sure.
That straight talk Dolly wig is looking really good.
Yeah.
It's, money, it's beautiful. Honey.
Beautiful. Ginger does not look anything like Phyllis Diller. Phyllis Diller never wore hair like this. Phyllis Diller's hair is like that shock updo, like mop bubble hair thing. I've never seen her in something rounded and hot rollered like this.
Right, you know what I mean? Phyllis, I mean, when I think of quintessential Phyllis, she has kind of crazy hair.
Crazy, wackadoo. Yeah, like rooster, like, spiky. Yeah. And Ginger must own stock in this ugly boot company because she has this ugly boot in every single fucking color. We know she has red, we know she has yellow, we know she has black, we know she has silver.
Yeah. The boot gets a boot. But those are Phyllis Diller's shoes.
Phyllis Diller is known for go-go boots? Since when?
She wore these awkward little tiny boots to make her legs look skinnier.
Oh, okay. Because
she was like, she was stunning, but she made herself look like awkward, like her proportions awkward and crazy, so
that's
that she could
be
like funnier.
It.
Fuck you.
Got it. So, Round one of the Snatch Game of Love is we got Ginger, we got Trinity, and we got Kylie doing Phyllis, Whitney, and Dolly. Those queens are stealing our car!
You know what? If these three queens stole my Buick, I wouldn't even be mad.
I love that car.
And I wouldn't be mad. Mrs. Sturak would have wanted it to go that way. Ginger is crushing it.
Crushing.
But you know what?
What?
So is Kylie Sonique.
Kylie is bringing it up from behind every time and not letting a joke hang. She keeps putting little buttons on things that Ginger's doing. And when Trinity is kind of lost in the middle, it seems, and they're trying to help her, and they're trying to, and they're being good sportsmanships and good sisters and leaving room for her to reply and do things, but it's just not, you know, Trinity was right to be worried. Yeah, it's not hitting. But
she's taking it in stride, though. Like, she's having a good time. Because she's sandwiched in between these hilarious drag queens doing some amazing shit. So she's at least, like, having a good time.
Whitney, what did you have for breakfast? Give me an answer off the cuff.
What did you have for breakfast, Diane?
Okay, now, you do mine.
Whitney, what did you have for breakfast today?
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat.
Can't clear it. Oh. We can't clear it.
Friday morning, you boys went out to eat. eggs.
Well, she's back, but the voice isn't.
Oh, damn. Damn, damn, damn.
My husband, Fang, the idiot.
There's just so many easy Whitney references. There's Bobby, what did I have for breakfast? Bobby. there's that. There's so many easy Whitney-isms. There's Fletcher can't swim. what did you have for breakfast, Whitney? I don't know, but it filled me up. Like, there's so many things you could have done. And for Trinity not even to stay in character for me, that's a bit of a miss. This is just not her gig, and she knows it, which is fine.
It wasn't her event, for sure. Cheyenne chooses Phyllis Diller. Do Phyllis Diller. Dun, 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 dun. Jackie does a version of that.
How wonderful. Shall we go to round two?
Yes.
Round two.
By all means. Eureka Pandora Raja doing Divine, Kim Cattrall, and Toy Toy.
With Nina West's best friend, Fortune Feimster.
Yes.
Yeah. I am so impressed at Eureka's Divine.
It's, oh, she looks awesome.
It's everything it should be. The blue blend on the eyeshadow is beautiful. She gives so many wonderful divinisms, and apparently she gave even more of them, but they couldn't be cleared. And they aired a few divinisms that had some, like, some little things changed. But Eureka expressed online that she wanted, that she was not happy with them cutting her how she did. And then soon after, there was a deleted tweet and a zipper mouth. Oh, Zip
Lip. We got a lot of those this year.
Zip Lip came to the party. I think that the divine Kim Cattrall LaToya pairing is setting up, you know, the quieter. Divine was automatically going to be the loudest big one.
Yes.
And putting her first is one of those things where I think it could have been better if they put her second, because after that it was just like quiet, quiet, titter, titter.
Because, toy titter.
Yeah, because Eureka is just so energetic and she's pushing her jokes and they're landing. I think it's great. I think it's exactly what Divine should be. It's still funny. Yeah. It's powerful. But other contestants, Pandora, is saying that she's not able to find her way into the game because Eureka's performance is just so loud and distracting and everything.
Well, and Pandora explains later that she was thinking too much. And really, in an improv moment like this, the killer in doing that is thinking too much. She had all these things going on in her head. She was like, Divine is being too big. I have to be better than Carol Channing. Oh my God, I have to win. I've never won a challenge. And instead of just being in the moment, and she also didn't push the Kim Cattrall beyond the Kim Cattrall, because that, like, the character from the show has to be like the starting point. And then you take it and you make it so absurd and so gay and so ridiculous.
Like, I needed some Police Academy Kim, like some Mannequin Kim. Like, give me all the Kims.
Mannequin.
It's just a flat line. And I would say her jokes aren't landing, but they aren't even jokes. They're just verbatim lines repeated back from the year 2000 to 2005.
Yes.
What were you doing for 10 years preparing for your return to Drag Race, if not writing jokes, bitch? No, I'm seriously asking, because there's a lot of girls that would have loved this chance that wouldn't have wasted it by just repeating verbatim things that people wrote in a writer's room 20 years ago.
Right.
Is that unfair to say?
Well,
or is it, it's brutal. It's brutally honest. I'm sorry. Yeah. Pandora's a friend and everything, but like, if this was happening in front of me at the gig, I'd be like, y'all want to go smoke?
I think it ties into what you talked about in Untucked.
Which
we'll get to at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can't but wait. I think
what you talking about in Untucked?
It adds to your point. She talks about how she's fearful of doing comedy because she thinks she does comedy from a time when it was okay to be a little more offensive. And she's really fearful about cancel culture. So it's put it sort of stopped her from trying to do comedy as of late.
Girl.
So I think that's getting in her head.
Oops, I crap my pants. Okay. The only people offended by that were the ones with the ears.
Boop, boop, boop. I'm in that video. Hey, shout out. Some people think a poop.
Some people say yes to anything.
I think I fucking pooped.
You said people say yes.
I think Raja is doing well. She's a quieter character, but she's landing all of her jokes with Rue, and that's the important part. And, you know, way to apply the note that you're given, because Rue is living for it.
Yeah. I think something that is missing, and well, something that would be beneficial in this assignment, is the attraction to the Snatchelorette across the sugar wall. Because if you base everything off of that, it's like that acting exercise of everything has an intention behind it.
To relate,
your intention is you want to fuck this person on the other side. That's a very strong intention.
Yeah.
And so if you base all of your jokes off of that, I think it like makes it even better. And that was missing, kind of, especially in this round.
Yeah, that component was definitely absent here. You're right. You're really smart. You should host podcasts.
Okay. I'll think about it. I'll try it. Maybe for Halloween.
I know a guy. I know a guy.
Oh, yeah?
So Fortune doesn't choose any of the Snatchlerettes, which makes sense because none of them were trying to directly appeal to her. But she's surprised by a reveal of Cheyenne Jackson behind the big pink sugar wall. And they propose to one another for a gay engagement. And the question we're all asking is, who's topping?
Right. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to watch Untucked to find out. Let's take a break. Oh, wait, that's our buzzer. Do you hear that? That means we have to take a break. Can we?
Break. Me.
Can we edit in the old timey honk that they use on Snatch Game? It's like an old timey gazunga.
Gazunga. Maybe I've got one here. No.
No. Oh my God.
Oh, that's Jose's career.
We don't do toilet humor on this podcast.
All right.
We do not.
We do bidet humor, not toilet humor.
Oh, wait. This is what I was looking for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sleeping bag tea. We will be back.
I think we're back.
Oh, are we?
Will you stay back? You ain't gotta get back.
Oh man.
So honey. The next day there's some mirror chatting going on. Ginger and Kylie are like, yes, we killed it, honey. We crushed.
I love when moments of synchronicity happen on stage and they just can't be repeated.
Yeah.
Like when magic happens and Trinity
that
and
was magical.
Ginger and Sonique just volleying with the comebacks and the quips. Yep. That was just magic. And they couldn't have planned it better. And you saw how excited they were to help each other succeed. And that was great. Trinity was there too. And she's actually checking in with Pandora, because I think they kind of both know that they're going to be in the bottom. And, this is when Pandora first states she didn't know how to respond to Eureka's performance because it threw her off. I think that's a cop out, but I understand that Pandora in the moment said that and everything. But I'm not sure. It's improv, you know. You have to be loud. This is a show with drag queens. You have to like make yourself known. You can't let another girl. Oh, just because she's louder. Well, I couldn't get a word in. You know, you wait and you pounce. I've worked with Shangela so much. And Shangela is one of those girls that just keeps going. And she's great and she's funny. So whenever I work with her, I know that I'm like the throw in a button girl. And that's what we did in Star is Born. And that's why it worked. Like, it was just one of those things where, like, you have to figure out who your partners are, how you can get your word in. And, like, this is a real life challenge. And It did not work, and I think blaming someone else is not the way to go on this at all.
No. And, you know, she apologizes for that later.
When she's called out on it. And Eureka gives her the best possible way to open up the conversation to talk about it, which is very genteel of her. But we'll get to that. First, we need to do this main stage, honey, because Rue came to party.
She did. She looks so stunning.
So stunning.
The short, sparkly. It's that like rhinestone mesh fabric
that Perry Meek has been doing things with, and like all the girls. It looks so beautiful. It's got sort of like a Versace inspired hardware strap, a belt that goes through half. It's like a Grecian disco Xanadu party girl.
Absolutely.
And the paint. The paint is hard and lovely. I love this paint.
Yeah, deep paint. It's reminiscent of something she wore on season 5, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
In the blue. Yeah, she looks amazing. This runway is pop art. If you want to know what Willem would have done, what would Willem do? What did Willem do? And what would Willem do on the runway? You can head over to her YouTube channel and watch Nah Stars.
Mm-hmm. It's the drag
where
walk.
You recreate the... Wait, I haven't watched your drag walk yet.
That's because it's not out yet. We're editing it. We're editing it.
Well, never mind.
But it will be out very soon. I did...
Zipper mouth.
I did the most pop arty thing I could think of, which was like a Mondrian with some like crazy hair. But my snatch game this week was more of the runway because I did detox in Mugler, courtesy of Stephen Phillips. From England.
Oh, work.
Yeah, we had the Mugler, honey. I showed Detox and she said, you don't deserve that dress. And I said, good, because I got to give it back. But yeah, my pop art is up on my YouTube. Go take a look. Subscribe if you can. Sometimes YouTube doesn't let you. These girls, honey, they're all taking a cue from my boat challenge. Let's cue them up.
Do you want to talk about Tina or no?
I think if we talk about Tina, we should have Courtney on.
Tina Knowles Lawson.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Sorry.
She's looking so lovely.
So lovely.
Stunning. I love her outfit. I love her hair. She looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Total toot. Ginger pops out on the runway with a little face frame and a little flippity-doo-dah type of Tracy Turnblatt hair. And she has her face all over a jacket. And two go-go boots, two different gloves. She's giving us paper doll.
And I like that on the back is the printed of her, the back of her head. I literally just noticed that detail in this moment. So that's a really cool detail.
Yeah, it's a very well thought out, fully envisioned thing. I like this, that same thing that shows the back and the front. Yeah. Would I wear it? Not at gunpoint. Maybe if someone was holding like a bow and arrow to my head. Kylie Soniqua.
Well, what about Kylie Soniqua? Well, Sonika.
I love that this is a deep reference. She's modeling it off of the pop art Barbie because Barbie had a gown like this. And,
okay.
I am not mad at anything being presented on this runway on this day, honey.
Are those yellow furs yours or?
No,
you're not gonna say
they aren't mine.
You're being zipper mouth on this. Oh no, they aren't. Okay. She looks fucking. I mean, my God.
No notes. None.
Come on.
Have you tried the cheese plate? There's Gorgonzola.
Swallowies. Amazing. Top two. Top marks.
Eureka goes for the face on the bag, on the dress.
Secure the bag. Mm-hmm.
It's a big bag, too. She, I think this is a Magnus Hastings photo, maybe. The dress is gorge. She has this, like, light blue bodysuit on, a yellow lip, yellow hair. It's very pop art. But she gets a slight blowback for her hair not matching the picture on the dress. I do love the earring. I love the earring so much. The earring is my favorite part in the white pump.
I adore the earring. I love the latex like bodysuit underneath, which gives it this like plastic shine.
Yeah, it's well thought out too.
And also, who is having this conversation? Eureka's makeup is so fucking good this whole season, and it's vastly different every single time. She crushes.
I've been saying this every time. Her blends are
like
life. I love it. She's doing sickening.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
We have Pandora.
Wait, why does her purse look like Nina West in the Wide?
Well,
doesn't it?
I think you just answered. It's in the Wide. You know how all blonde girls from 30 feet away look like you? All big girls from 30 feet away look like Nina West.
We live. Next up, Pandora Box. Pandaliza Boxington.
the box that booms. Or pows or wows. This is... this is a photo of herself on a garment with pop art Batman inspired type of like pow bam Uranus. type of Wap. Things. Yeah.
I do I like also, her purse. I appreciate that the image that she's reproduced all over her jacket is an old picture. It's like from season two, like
the one with the race car. Yeah.
Yes. Which that was pop art. Like you take something that's well known in pop culture and repurpose it and reproduce it over and over. Like I like that she did that. I think that's a really cool detail.
Yeah.
Her fucking face looks snatched as fuck. She's getting like good when you glue on the lace front really good and it gives you a mini facelift. You know that?
But I believe you.
I don't use glue. When it's glued really tight and really proper, it kind of like yanks you a little bit. She's got such a yank going on. She looks great.
Well, Yankee Doodle. Raja's next. Raja has her signature favorite color purple, a fur coat with her face on the back. These boots we've seen, but we've loved them. And a big purple curly frohawk. And on the front it says, "I'm not gagging." I feel like the "I'm not gagging" could have been a stronger or a bolder font, and it would have been more effective as a pop art with like the outline, how Pandora's like lettering was.
Yes.
And she's showing the merch, which I'm not gagging at either.
My favorite part of this is, of course, the jacket, which has her confessional look, printed on it as a cartoon. Right? Is that what we're looking at? That's what it is, because that's when she said, "I'm not gagging."
But from her season, from season.
Yeah, one. She has different glasses on this season. They're not black glasses. They're like an amber or tortoiseshell, I think.
Yes, but I mean, compared to the other dolls, is it standing out overall? Probably not.
It doesn't.
But
give
the
me
jacket's
pop
a great
art
piece
as much as like you know, like street art, like you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Trinity comes out, and there's a reason they put her last, because her outfit is sickening. She's illustrating activism with her pop art look. It's a Trump Loy effect on the jacket with like stitches and wrinkles like painted in with black on this yellow coat, and then this pop art skirt peplum train thing that has lots of black trans women who have died. It has Black Lives Matter on a sign. She's giving me everything that this runway should have been for everybody else. You know, like, I wish other girls amped it up this much, too, instead of, "Oh, we'll just put our picture on a thing," you know?
Right. I love that she incorporated a message.
And Stone.
And she did it. Right. And she did it really, really beautifully. And I love that she went a different route than everyone else as far as like the artist she referenced. Like, this is Lichtenstein, right?
This is Lichtenstein instead of like a Warhol moment,
right? Which this is what when I think of pop art, I think of Lichtenstein in the sort of comic book and the like
and
tiny
dots.
Her makeup is so fucking awesome. If you get into the details of how she like
the highlight on the lip
of,
deep
really
tooth.
Really good.
You know, really, what else really, really good?
What?
Drag Race Holland and our friends Latrice and Manila are reviewing it over on The Chop.
What about Mary Jane Holland? Is she going to be a guest? Mary Jane Holland is a Lady Gaga song from Art Pop. Drag Race Holland. You can go on over to The Chop. Chop, chop, chop. Job. The international franchises are not stopping. Do not leave. Pandora, do not leave.
There's a pod within a pod.
So let's throw it over to the Holland update.
My name is Latrice Royale.
And I am Manila Luzon.
And this is your Holland update.
On season 2, episode 1 of Drag Race Holland, we meet all the queens. Do you think the overall entrance looks and lines were a top or a chop?
Oh, Overall, tops.
Tops.
Yeah, tops. There's a slave. The queens then perform their best talent in a talent extravaganza. Did you love?
I did. I love a talent show. Yes. And on the main runway, the girls put their best nightlife look on. Did you find anything to add to your wardrobe, Latrice?
I mean, I can't fit it because they're skinny bitches, but yes, I'm here for it.
We'll let out some of the seams.
Plus, we have Room is here.
Yes.
So for more recaps of season 2 of Drag Race Holland,
check out The Chop every Thursday here on the Mom Network.
Network notes.
The network brass.
So these judges.
We're the network brass.
You are.
Honey, I'm the network woodwind. You're the network brass.
These honey, judges have a lot. A little brassy. You need to do some toner.
The hair is red and rude.
Let's save the really good jokes for the podcast, not for the conversations having off screen.
The interim.
Enter Red Room. The judges have some stuff to say about this episode and the performances. Michelle loved Ginger's everything. The clapbacks, the quips, she was biting but uplifting. Yeah. And Miss Tina loves the look. She says she knocked it out of the park. And I think everybody knows
that. Yes. Are we seeing a runway that was out of order? Because Trinity comes next in the lineup and she walked last on the runway. Just something to think about.
That's podcast.
Right. That's hot goss.
That's hot pod.
Hot pod.
That's hot goss.
I want your pod. Tina and Trinity, I mean, Trinity is living that she's having a conversation with Tina Knowles Lawson right now.
Honey, she says, say my name again.
Right. Say my name, say my name. She knows her snatch game was not successful, but everyone's gagging for her look.
Yeah. And then Rue gives her another opportunity to land the what did you have for breakfast? And she's Floptina Gagulera again. Just has nothing.
These are my bones.
There's how many years since Whitney came around in like 85? There's literally 30 years of content that she could have pulled from.
Yeah.
Anything, Whitney. And there was nothing.
She had nothing.
I mean, it was kind of disappointing, but the runway saved her, I think. Kylie is on brand, great. The judges were surprised at her dolly, and she definitely redeemed herself from season 2 Gaga, that's for sure.
For sure. Eureka, they love her runway look. They wish the hair would have matched the photos, but... but you're at a 99% here, so we're just, so you look great.
They say that it was good, but it maybe wasn't the best.
Right. I'm not saying I'm the best, but I ain't the worst.
I'm X.
Hold it.
X. Pandora is told that her runway is cute by Carson. Michelle says the character choice of Samantha from Sex and the City put Pandora in a box, which didn't rock. And she literally lays it out. She says it just wasn't funny. And Michelle and Pandora have toured together for years. Yeah. So hearing that from someone who's like, you know, a peer, that's pretty hard.
Yes, it is.
So she takes it in stride. And Rue... This part gagged me because I was watching this episode with Raya, and when Rue said, did you have fun out there? When Rue said exactly what I say to girls when they're bad on stage, gagged me. Yeah. Because it shows that like all drag queens think alike, you know, and RuPaul is just a drag queen. Never forget that.
Did you have fun out there, doll?
Was that fun? Glad that's over, huh?
I somewhat agree with Michelle. I agree that it wasn't funny enough. I don't agree that Kim Cattrall wasn't a good character choice, because literally you could have taken that into the rafters. It's almost, it's very like Mae West, because everything you say, as long as you put the intention of like, I want dick behind it, it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I've built a whole career based on that intention.
Yes. You're paying for it, the works. Mortgages on several mansions around the world with that intention behind it.
I think Michelle is just trying to soften the blow of you weren't funny by saying, the character choice.
Right.
But bottom line, wasn't funny. And, you know, maybe a bottom should have done a line and then it would have been funny. Rue asked Pandora this about having fun out there. And Pandora responds by attempting to put Eureka under the bus, which if you saw Heather's, I think the bus would be more damaged than Eureka. Eureka was not getting under that bus. It was not happening.
Did you have fun out there? Pandora was like, yeah, I did. But you know what? Eureka fucked me.
Like,
she was panicking and she didn't know where to turn and she had to blame somebody. And so that's, happens sometimes.
No, you don't have to. She chose to.
Yes, but sometimes that happens. It's human
sometimes
nature.
It does happen. You're right.
Sometimes there's a camera crew on you when it happens.
Sure.
As far as Raja, they wanted a little more pop art from the look. They thought that LaToya was fine.
Rue says she wanted her to wear a sailor hat or a headband. Toya is one of those things where you know who she is, but like, try to name a signature look of hers and you're like, huh? Like, what was she in?
She was in We Are the World.
She did a white pantsuit, and Michelle just says she could have gone bigger, but I don't think LaToya is a big character in the same way that like my Jessica Simpson wasn't a big character. She's just like, she's like this rolling, frolicking joke. She's not this big guffaw ever.
Right.
But whatever.
I also have to give a shout out to Tina Knowles Lawson for being so positive in all of her critiques. She's like, I'm not saying negative shit about any of these queens.
I love that too. I mean, yeah. I don't say bad things about drag queens ever.
Let's roll back that beautiful bean footage.
At least one of these people here, I think everyone can agree, nobody wants to see more of her. We didn't like her the first time.
Who are you talking about?
Girl, Serena Cha-Cha.
Oh.
Nobody liked her. Okay. The top all-star of the week is Ginger
Minji.
Bringing her cash prize total up to $55,000 so far.
Girl.
For Drag Race All-Stars. $20,000,
$30,000,
$5,000. Not bad. Boom, bizzle, go to the bank,
courtesy of Barefoot Wines. You have a similar brand of wine, don't you? Bareback Wines?
That's when I whine when they try to wear a condom.
Oh. She got a case of the Bareback Wines.
Bareback Wines. You're all done. Oh. Stop bareback whining. This isn't a vineyard. So the safe girls are named Kylie, Eureka, and Raja, leaving the bottoms to battle it out as Trinity and Pandora.
Because there's only two people in the bottom this week, because that's what we do now. All-Stars rules dictate that sometimes there are 10 people in the bottom and sometimes there are two. That's just how it works.
Trinity is kind of at peace at it enough to make a joke. And she said, not in front of Miss Tina.
Yeah. I mean, I think Trinity's feeling pretty safe.
Yeah, Pandora won any challenges, and Trinity's won two. So yeah, I think Trinity's okay to make a little joke of light of the situation. She's expecting this, and she doesn't want other people to think that she's giving up. But in the little chat backstage, Eureka opens up the door to have the conversation with Pandora about, blaming Eureka for her performance.
Yeah.
And she does it very generously. And it's like a metered question where she's like, she's not offending. She's trying to understand it. Yeah. And I would want to understand it too, because like I do Snatch Games a couple times a year, usually, with, you know, Jackie Beat and, like, you know, Sherry Vine and Nadia Ginsburg and, like, all these hilarious people. Yeah. And you have to just fend for yourself. People are going to steal your jokes and people are going to be loud and you have to make yourself known. It's no one else's job to uplift you. You know, they're already giving you the platform. This is up to you. And Pandora just, she gives her excuse and they keep it pumping.
I do love that Pandora tries to bribe Ginger with the $2,500 team gift from a few episodes ago. I appreciated that because I think that should be done more often on this show. And I'm glad I started the tradition.
Oh, you like a little bribery.
No, listen, can I...
Listen, I mean, they need to write that into the rules. Before. Some girls just don't respect rules anymore.
No, I've said it before. You're giving out cash prizes on this show. So why can you not use those as like a bargaining token? Be like, here, do you want one of my prizes? Do you want my fucking trip to Italy? Do you want my $10,000 I won from that lip sync last week?
Well, Ginger doesn't need Pandora's $2,500. She has $55,000. So far.
Yeah.
So,
not two shabs.
Yeah. Ginger doesn't know about Trinity moving forward in the competition because she doesn't think Trinity puts in the same amount of effort when the challenge isn't something she's comfortable with or excels at. And Ginger tells both of the girls that she hasn't made up her mind yet in the conversations that she has.
And Ginger's like, Pandora, I looked up to you when I was a very young child, and I saw you on Drag Race when I was in kindergarten, and I said, I can do that.
She said, one day, I'll send her home.
Fuck. Also, it's wild, dude.
My favorite part about the vote is Kylie giving us a little OTS, knowing her angles, and saying, before I leave the room, I need to get one last look at you.
My love. She always gives us that. The look, the Kylie look back.
The little OTS. It's iconic. Love it. So we're back on the main stage and the lip sync assassin.
Is that Alaska?
Is that Alaska? Who is that?
It's Heidi N. Closet.
It's the HNC, honey. And RuPaul is nice enough to be so cordial to her guest and say, I never thought I'd have to say that name again.
She doesn't like the name.
Like,
tried to get her to change it.
What kind of bitch says that to another bitch? Jesus. God damn it, RuPaul. Rude Paul. This lip sync does not exemplify all the factors that one would think come into play when someone is labeled the lip sync assassin.
Well, okay, let's talk about Heidi's package. That
the Leaning
brought.
Tower of Wiggotry?
She had some surprises in store, which is a great thing to do if you're a lip sync assassin. She gets rid of the dress immediately. The music starts and it's, I'm taking this off. Like, as soon as you hear, dun, 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 dun. Oh, okay, we're taking the dress off. You have the whole song. Keep it on for a second. So she gets rid of the dress immediately, and then the ball thing falls off of her head accidentally. She has a ponytail under. She had a practice on Instagram.
Yeah, she said this is how it was supposed to go. She showed it on Instagram. I'm sorry, but LaShawn Beyond would never.
I love the reveal, and it definitely saved it. The fact that she had like a resplendent ponytail underneath of it. But because it just looked like her unit fell off for a second.
That's what did happen, actually. Her unit fell off. So,
Bobby pin shortage is really, I mean, it's severe.
This lip sync was just like not the tea for an all-stars lip sync. I'm fine with it happening, but like, they know we're going to watch anything at this point.
We'll watch anything? Is that what you said?
Yes. We're going to watch it. If you put the word Drag Race in the title, we are going to watch it. and they know that. So they don't care that a girl's hair has fallen off. They're like, we'll get Heidi. They don't care. They don't give a fuck.
They didn't know that her hair reveal was going to misfire on the day.
Well,
they didn't know. Why were they supposed to know?
I'm sure they asked her what they were going to wear, because they ask everybody else. Did she have a travel unit?
No.
Well, there you go. Point proven. I don't know. I'm just like nonplussed by this song, mainly because I did a challenge called Sugar Walls and I was in the bottom for that. But also, well, I just don't love this song.
This song is a wacko, bizarre, acid trip of a musical experience. It's so strange.
They both do their best with it.
I can show you things you never see.
Like, why not do a Destiny's Child song? Tina Knowles is there, you know?
Or like
a Gaga pop art song or something. I don't get
RuPaul
the song
loves
choice.
The song.
Obviously. Heidi does some great acrobatics. Ginger gives face. Literally, she's wearing her face, I think. No, she's not at this point. I think she probably changes. But yeah, this is Ginger's win again. And she now has a lot of money.
Yep. $50,000 in tips alone. She's winning all the cash prizes. Wow, damn. Shit. Okay.
Not bad, not bad.
Ginger reveals her lipstick choice, which is Pandora. And then Pandora leaves and says, I forgot to do a catchphrase. Is the exit here? Oops, no, it's here. Exiting in her trademark, quirky, funny way. We love Pandora so much. And it was really nice.
At least the exit was genuine.
Yes, and it was very nice seeing her on this season, and I'm glad she got a chance to, like, shine and be out there and, like, do her thing, because I love her very much.
I can't wait to see what she does next, and I hope that she stops being fearful of cancel culture and stuff, because that's no way to live or perform. Did you watch Untucked, ma'am?
I did. Let's see. Yes. They talk about, Pandora talks about cancel culture. They're drinking alcohol sponsored by Barefoot Wine. Kylie thanks Trinity for her activism on the runway, supporting Black lives and trans lives.
Raja at this point, makes it, known that she made every single thing that she wears and everything that she's brought to the competition is a true reflection of who she is as a queen. And then they go outside and try to do impressions of one another.
Which, it's magically daytime when they're outside. So maybe they did this, like, before they did the runway, and it was like the holding
well,
before
I mean,
the runway. And
there's only six girls now, so this could happen in daytime, and it doesn't get dark until like 7:30 in the summer, which is when they film this. So, you know. The runways don't take that long. No.
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 But yes, they do impersonations of each other. Do you ever do an impersonation of me?
No. Do you ever do one of me?
She had a phone.
Stupid bitch. thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. My name is Willem.
And I'm Alaska. Is that Alaska?
Is that Alaska? We would love
to screenshot that.
Who do you think said it?
I don't know. It sounded like Kylie, but yeah. I'm not sure. Is that Alaska?
It's probably Michelle.
We would love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. Please keep it positive and upbeat, everyone. And don't forget to subscribe. Keep the reviews positive and upbeat. Take a moment to leave us a rating. 5 stars, please. I will give you one of my cash prizes.
You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And our Mom Podcast account is at Mom Podcast.
Plus, bonus content is available now at patreon.com/Willem. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser.
And please email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com if you have any tidbits or tit shits.
And please keep the emails in the form of compliment question. Stay safe, get the vax, socially distance yourself and wear a mask, and respect each other out there in the world. Oh, and that's our buzzer. Oh my god, that means we're out of time. Oh.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.